In terms of kind of, you mentioned YouTube, how can you help your video get more standout when actually you do put it onto YouTube? Because I know there's about 65,000 videos uploaded onto YouTube every day, kind of funny ones, messy ones, controversial, whatever. How can we make sure that the video that we do actually gets a bit of standout?
Well, it's going to stand out in the search results. So just like we'd write an article, or we'd have a title tag on our website, or we'd be writing an article headline,
yeah.
Just think about the tags and the words in your titles.
Right.
In my industry, I like to have various titles. Let me think. The quick and easy way to blank. Because
right.
Generally, and the blank would be the keyword of what is your article is about. A top 10 list is always good. Sometimes it doesn't matter if there's 10 ways, 12 ways, 8 ways, 7 ways, 3 ways to do something.
Yeah.
You know, the top 3 ways to do blank. How to blank.
Yeah.
These are still the good keywords to be using.
Mm. Brilliant. Right, YouTube is obviously, I love YouTube. I've got a lot of videos up on YouTube at the moment as well. That's a great, great traffic driver. So we've had forums, we've had SEO, we've had articles, and we've had YouTube.
Yeah. The final one, we know that Google could see how popular video is going to be.
Right.
I've got a prediction for the future that Google is going to buy Twitter, because the way I see it with Twitter has just exploded into the marketplace.
Really has.
Now everyone thinks that Twitter is like a micro blog, and you've got 140 characters, and people are following each other on Twitter. When you actually think about what Twitter does for you. And what Google is, I mean, Google is an advertising company, and it has a search engine system on the front end. Twitter is actually a human results search engine.
Right.
And people are putting things into Twitter on their blogs now, saying, I'm looking for this, any suggestions? And it's human beings that are coming back with answers.
Brilliant.
So number five for traffic generation, it's got to be getting involved with social networking,
yeah.
And in particular, Twitter.
Right.
You can have various tools to help you, Twittering and with your tweets. One's called Twitter Deck,
right.
Which you can download, install for free on your computer, that will help you to automate a lot of the tasks
doing
Twitter. But getting involved in Twitter has got to be number five.
Right, great. Yeah, Twitter, I'm actually on Twitter myself now, building up a steady kind of...
So you've got all these followers.
Yeah. And how can you actually help these followers kind of like... Because it is a promotional tool for marketers. So for business owners, if you really want to get out to and find your market, how can we make sure that people are actually clicking on the link, bringing them to your website, or you're actually making them kind of, converse with you?
I think it's just as hard to get people to click on a link in Twitter as anywhere else. So that,
right.
The same kind of techniques and reasons why and benefits, stand with Twitter as everything else. But
right.
You can have what are called hashtags in Twitter. So if you put a hash sign in front of a keyword,
yep.
When people are searching Twitter for results, your little micro post is going to come up.
Right.
So as long as your blog post is going to be relevant and helpful with a clickable link on it,
right.
With all your audience, all your followers, you've got the chance for people using Twitter as a search engine, finding your hashtag with your little tiny URL link and coming to your website.
Brilliant. God, thank you so much for those five brilliant traffic techniques. Now, just in terms of the future of traffic generation, this is something that I'm quite interested in. I want to know what you really think is going to get you juiced, going to get the traffic flowing to your sites within the next few years.
I think it is going to be the continuation of social networking,
right?
Because it's the human interaction now. The computer's almost been put to one side,
yeah.
And it's a human response coming back. And that's what people are really interested in. They're looking at the relevant answers. So it's going to be something like social networking, the Twitter side of it, Facebook, it's all fantastic.
Right.
That's the kind of things that are coming into the future.
Mm.
One of the big things for me is actually working, look at things in reverse. I also do a lot of old school marketing.
Yeah.
A lot of people have moved on to just running a digital company, just an internet only company. I still use newspaper adverts to drive traffic in specialist magazines and newspaper ads. I still write to people through the post.
Mm.
This is very old school. And the reason I do this is because it's a little bit like knowing how to use all the tools in a toolbox,
yeah.
And then never picking some of those tools up. And if those tools still work, it would be a mistake not to